I don't remember when we were wild and young. All that's faded into memory. I feel like somebody I don't know. Are we really who we used to be? Am I really who I was? The lights will draw you in, and the dark will bring you down, and the night will break your heart, but only if you're lucky now. Waiting outside while you find your keys, like bags of trash in the blackening snow. City of neon and toes that freeze. We've got nothing and nowhere to go. We've got nothing and nowhere to go. And the lights will draw you in, and the dark will take you down, and the night will break your heart, but only if you're lucky now. So that is a song, not really a poem. And if you know the song, thank you for bearing with me in the reading of it. But this is the genesis of what I thought would be a fun sermon topic. And as you can see from the order of service, it comes from my son Kevin, who's 5 and a half now. So I called it What We Learned About God and Life from Our Toddler's YouTube Videos. And I want to explain what I mean by that. So in typical toddler fashion, our youngest son Kevin became obsessed with a few songs that we heard over and over and over. And if you've had a toddler, you may be familiar with this. But Kevin was not obsessed with your typical nursery rhymes or kids show anthems. Maybe he's a bit precocious. He became very interested in real music at the age of about 1 and a half. So the picture on the order of the service is his little ukulele that he would carry around. And a Father's Day shout out to my husband, Dan, who introduced Kevin to most of these songs that he liked. Rather than telling him what he should like, Kevin saw my husband enjoying these mostly acoustic, thoughtful pieces and adopted them as his own favorites. And so a side effect of this repetition is that we got to really listen to the lyrics. And guess what? They became food for thought for me. As strange as it is to admit, music has not really been my thing. Even though I was the music editor for my college newspaper, and then only because there was an open slot for that, I never had the discerning ear of a true aficionado. I just know whether I like a song or not. Doesn't matter whether it's a happy pop tune or an a cappella hymn, and I don't know the difference between melody or harmony, and my apologies to you choir members who might cringe at that. I faked my way through CD reviews for the newspaper, and now I would describe my musical taste as acoustic folk or girl power rock and roll, but no more specific than that. Kevin, however, loves music with gusto and a remarkable persistence to hear it, learn it, master it, and drive the rest of us crazy with it. He first adopted a frying pan as his guitar, and he would carry it everywhere, including to bed, where I had to ask myself whether letting a two-year-old sleep with a frying pan was reasonable or not. I suppose if it's not hot, it's fine. So we dug out the old ukulele out of storage, and it was just right for our pint-sized rock star. He would ask repeatedly for phone songs, and Lucky Now was one of those songs. When we got YouTube on our TV, this really got going. The number of views went way up once he got the hold of the remote around age 3. It started with Ryan Adams' Lucky Now. I didn't even know who that was, thinking, of course, as many of you might, of the earlier singer Bryan Adams of Robin Hood fame. Different guy, very different. And Kevin watched the Lucky Now video hundreds of times. He knew all the versions, from the one where Ryan Adams goes on Dutch radio to play it live, even reciting a little bit of the Dutch introduction, to the video where he uses the guitar that's painted red, yellow, and green, to the live appearance on David Letterman's show. Can you say obsessed? A two-year-old Kevin even convinced his preschool class to name their goldfish Lucky. And so it was cute, a little kid enjoying some music, But the lyrics of the song are actually pretty heavy. The more I listened, the more I heard in it. Themes about the bittersweetness of life and how lucky we are to be alive. Noticing the details like the bags of trash and the blackening snow and the connection of people over the sophistication of our surroundings. The lyrics like, "The night will break your heart," may reflect the exquisite pain of having something and not appreciating it fully. Am I really who I was? Maybe a questioning of our identities and how they change over time. But in the end, love will mend your heart. This resonated with me on many of the themes that Reverend Jennifer Rue built her sermons around, that we cannot wish for a full life without that also including pain and difficulty. Is a song about melancholy, unexpressed desire, and longing for meaning an appropriate one for a 2-year-old? I'm not certain it is, but he likes what he likes. Ryan Adams, it turns out, is a soulful, deep singer or songwriter, or maybe a grungy, melodramatic, self-absorbed artist, but I'll let you decide. Here's the Lucky Now video.
I don't remember when we wild and young, all that's faded in the memory. I feel like somebody I don't know. Are we really who we used to be? Am I really who I was? All the lights will draw you in, and the dark will bring you down, and the night break your heart, only if you're lucky now. Waiting outside while you find your keys, like bags of trash in the blackening snow. City of neon and toes that freeze. We got nothing and nowhere. Got nothing and nowhere, and the lights will draw you in, and the dark will take you down, and the night will break your heart, only if you're lucky now. And if the lights draw you in, and the dark can take you down, then love can mend your heart. If you're lucky now. Faded in the memory. I feel like somebody I don't know. Are we really who we used to be? Am I really who I was?
I think now we can bring our total up to about 3,492 listening to the song. But still, I got a little choked up during part of it, and maybe because I probably would have overlooked that song under different circumstances. So there's more. So like I said, Kevin's 5, and his obsession with that song started many years ago. And so here's another song that caught his attention and therefore caught mine. The song 24 Frames by Jason Isbell caught my attention because it has the word pipe bomb in the bridge. Yes. What's this kid into now, I wonder? The song about the fleetingness of life has a title that references the number of frames per second of film. It has themes about life and its precariousness. Relationships are built but can slip away. It's scary. What can we depend on? And in the lyrics, there's the stark positioning of God, not as the creator, but as the terrible potential destroyer of it all, with us waiting poised in uncertainty on the edge. Wow, terrifying. This song seems to be about the smallness of life and maybe the fury we feel at not knowing why we're here or what for. It's still a bit uncomfortable to consider, but see how these songs have sunk in? I'm gonna share 24 frames with you now.
This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing. And this is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't own a beautiful thing. And this is how you make yourself call your mother. And this is how you make yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough to help you sing. You thought God was an architect. Now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built, it's all for show, goes up in flames in 24 frames. Floating on the ceiling. And this is how you help her when her heart stops beating. What happened to the party you didn't notice every changing wind? And this is how you talk to her when no one else is listening. And this is how you help her when the muse goes missing. You vanish so she can go drowning.
Processing what I think the song means. Also, God drives a black car, maybe, I think he says at the end. Anyway, I think that's a very provocative song, and I was very interested to see it become a favorite on the playlist of my children. So this year, we adopted a more upbeat tune from Kevin called I'm Still Standing, not the Elton John version, but the version from a movie called Sing, which I highly recommend, which we literally could not get out of our heads. It became a spring break anthem, a way to connect and laugh, even when we were in the middle of a pickle, trying to get out the door in a rush or too hot and sweaty to be cheerful. Summer would say, yeah, 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 and we would burst into song. And that's one of the probably more typical helpful things about having children who are really interested in music. But a deeper look into the song shows some themes of admirable resistance. So I'm still standing. Even in defeat, we can be optimistic and strong. We can be going through a difficult time, but admitting it and being a survivor. Amusingly, the kids did not know that this was an old song adapted for a new era. And that offers another dimension to it for me, because certainly Elton John is still standing, and the world has changed for LGBTQ people since 1983, when that song was first released. But this version features a teenage gorilla with a dream different from his father's life of crime. So take what you will from that. Here's a short clip from Sing of the song.
Shines from you, find them like a wreck you hide behind that mask you use.
Boy, he said, turn it down, will you? Boy, didn't you hear me? I said, turn it. Johnny.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor.
Johnny.
I'm feeling like a little.
Tunes, but this was the one for some reason that really captured us. So that replaced Lucky Now in 24 frames in the rotation for a little while. So in the end, I think the thread that runs through all of this is that sometimes wisdom comes from unexpected places. You just need to listen sometimes, maybe even many times, to the words. Listen to life, listen to kids. Listen to kids even if they're not your kids. Listen to hard to understand lyrics and just let them marinate. You may find something there. I did. For us Unitarian Universalists, we can find our inspiration in many places from many sources. So I encourage you to listen. Listen hard. Listen well. And if you have to listen to something 100 times, maybe it's just meant to be a message for you. So I have my own personal earworm to share with you, a song that's about how sometimes listening to music is like going to church, and that each of us can find our own inspiration from that. And I believe that will be our closing song. So this is the very last video I'll share with you. It's a song called My Church by a country singer named Maren Morris, and I think it encapsulates this theme, and maybe I'll be more interested in music from here on out. That might be my lesson in this, but thank you for letting me share this with you, and then we have one final